334, no tax.
Interesting times in Washington, D.C. Remember, this show is getting ready to go to D.C. when the Supreme Court hears the oral arguments on the health care mandate that's coming up a week from now. We'll be there. I just hope the cherry blossoms are. Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News joins us. Hey, Justin, are those cherry blossoms going to be there? You know, I was beating up Bob Ney about that. I heard they might die off before we get there.
It looks like they're probably still going to be around. And, you know, for your sake, I hope it is. It really is beautiful.
No kidding. All the times I grew up just a stone's throw away from D.C., I have never been there for the cherry blossoms. So I want to see it. I want to be there for the cherry blossoms. So I got my fingers crossed. Hey, speaking of crossing your fingers, the Illinois primary for the Republicans, that's up to bat next. This is on the heels of Puerto Rico, of course. What's all the scuttlebutt as far as Illinois is concerned? Santorum beating up the shoe leather, and, of course, we have Mitt Romney out there with his wife, Ann Romney, who's also working the microphones now. What else do you know about that?
Well, Santorum has not been doing himself any favors lately, and it is starting to show in Illinois. It looks like he is right now trailing behind Romney by about 15 points, which is a pretty stunning margin for a state that's really is really quite important. This is actually the second highest amount of delegates that have come into play in the race so far, with about 69, coming in a little after Georgia, who had about 75. So this is a pretty big race to be sure, and it looks like it may be a blowout for Romney.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a blowout for Romney. It's just a matter of delegates, 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 delegates. So let's turn to something different that's important to all of us, what's been happening in Afghanistan. Justin, on my show, I've been saying, let's just get out of Afghanistan, forget the timetable. Now you have John Allen, the commander in Afghanistan, who will actually be testifying. So you can imagine he'll be imagine the questions that he'll be hit with. And this is all on the heels of the burning of the Quran at Bagram Air Force Base, a couple of them. And also what happened with the soldier, the sergeant who left the base and allegedly killed the 16 people, and what's happened in the wake of that. So this should really be the focus out of D.C. tomorrow, right?
It really should be. This is the first time John Allen is going to go before lawmakers. Or, you know, for that case, any time any high-ranking military officer is going to face Congress since this incident has happened. You know, there are a lot of people on the left who have been using this as an opportunity to call for a faster withdrawal. And at the same time, there are those on the right who are trying to double down and convince the administration to continue the course or to even eliminate the timetable. So this is going to be quite interesting to see how he handles it. And I would not be surprised if there are some fireworks, since there are some rumblings that people are not happy with how things have been going in Afghanistan. And it looks like at least some people are calling for a reevaluation of Allen's tenure as commander.
Ooh, so he really is on the hot seat then.
I mean, he really is. And it's actually a little surprising that he hasn't come under fire more often. You know, if it's true that this attacker did have TBI, then it looks like, you know, soldiers who are not mentally stable are being redeployed in an area where we're supposed to be winning hearts and minds. So, you know, this is going to be something that has yet to be really political so far, but eventually we'll have the usual sniping coming along with it, since at some point people are going to try to start assigning blame.
Yeah, good point on whether we're redeploying soldiers who have problems with traumatic brain disorder from various things, which is what supposedly the staff sergeant had been in one of those accidents where his vehicle was hit, and if he had that traumatic brain injury and then he was redeployed, can you imagine? It's looking that way. So his testimony is going to be really the number one thing that people are talking about, besides Paul Ryan, Congressman Paul Ryan's budget proposal. Apparently he's going after six different tax brackets. Is that correct?
That's what it looks like. And he's also going to be altering his message from the last time around to try to tone down the Medicare language, since that really alienated a lot of members of his party last time around. And almost single-handedly handed over a few congressional districts to Democrats. This time around, he's altering the message so that he is going to put forward an alternative to Medicare, but will also still allow Medicare participants who are 65 or older to engage in the program as it usually is. So this is a way of the Republicans trying to hit a compromise where they can say, you can still get what you need, but if you want to help the nation reduce its deficit or help the nation return to fiscal prosperity, there is an alternative. And the hope is that enough people will sign up for that, that they'll be able to make the economic case for this for other members of the House.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of big things certainly brewing in D.C. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks.
Hey, you have a good one.
You too. Tonight for the rest of the hour, looking at a couple of things percolating across the country. The weather, first day of spring, we've got snow in Arizona. You have wicked tornadoes, floods, hailstorms in Oklahoma, Texas, and a few other places in the Southwest. And you have unseasonably warm temperatures in places like Minnesota, where they're used to it being a little chillier than it is right now. That could be a good thing. Sporting the shorts instead of the long johns. First day of spring, very, very odd as we swing into that. Also, as I said, fair or foul, this is a big one. The Justice Department is looking at this Florida teenager who was killed. And this one I think they should look into, and the reason why is very strange. Neighborhood watch, and I'm going to say he was nutty. This guy called 911 constantly, talking about things that he had seen. So he's a little bit overboard to begin with. Turns out he sees a black teenager, decides he's going to follow him. He calls 911 and says, oh, I see something I don't like. And they say, well, okay, we're sending someone out. Don't you follow him. And he follows him, has a gun, and ends up shooting a 17-year-old, Trayvon Martin, a kid who had nothing in his background to do with drugs or guns or anything. Just happened to be a 17-year-old black kid who was in an area where this neighborhood watch was at his home, leaving to go get some Skittles just down the street. Can you imagine? I think, and a lot of the people in this neighborhood think, this guy needs to be arrested. And he gives the whole idea of Neighborhood Watch a very, very bad name. There's 23,000 neighborhood watch groups across the United States. And they do some good things. They see some things. They've thwarted some crimes. But they're not vigilantes. And you don't really want these people to be vigilantes cruising around with guns so they could just randomly decide, is somebody breaking in or is something happening here? And truly, from all descriptions, and I've looked at this from a couple different angles, not just taking it on face value, but the kid left his family's home, was definitely going down to the store, wasn't doing anything weird, and this guy just decides to follow him, thinking something's happening here, and now the kid is dead. Awful. All right, more details on that and a couple of other things. On the flip side, hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.56. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.97.28, $8.48.64 for a half ounce, or $4.24.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.97.28, $8.48.64, and $4.24.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Protesters protesting the shooting death of the 17-year-old I was just talking about, Trayvon Martin. Here he was in a gated community, too. A neighborhood watch captain tells the cops he shot the teenager in self-defense. What happened was he tackled the teenager when he went after the teen. So now the Justice Department is looking into this. Florida's Governor Rick Scott weighed in, ordering the State Department to do whatever they could to help local investigators, whatever had to happen here. And people are calling for George Zimmerman, who is this vigilante neighborhood watch captain, to be called on the carpet and be arrested. I even saw a quick little snippet of his mother who said, "I just want a jury to hear this case. Let the jury decide." I thought she was pretty calm and pretty smart in her comments. So there were 911 calls that started to happen after he made his call, where neighbors were terrified, basically. You could hear it in their voices, and they were screaming for dispatchers to send cops because there was someone screaming in the background for help, and you could hear there was a scuffle. And this 17-year-old was carrying a drink and candy when the neighborhood watch captain called 911 to report that, oh, there's a suspicious man. So the 911 dispatcher, I was already giving you some of the details, but let me flush it out a little bit more, told this Zimmerman not to confront him. But by the time the cops had arrived, he was dead already with a gunshot wound in his chest. Zimmerman, off his rocker, sorry, needs to be arrested for this. I agree with the mother. Let justice be served here, and let the jury decide. Let them hear everything that happened, and then pick it up from there. If this is our system, he needs to be picked up for this, because you certainly don't want people that are volunteering for neighborhood watch to be overly aggressive, not realize who or what they're seeing, and track you down with a gun and shoot at you, for goodness sake. We don't want that. You want to talk about a gun tussle? If that started to happen with 23,000 of these neighborhood watches across the country, you can bet Second Amendment will be trampled on. And listen, what's interesting is normally when I see something like this, and depending on what it is, looking at this, and because I'm an advocate of the Second Amendment, I think we should have the right to have guns. But then when you get somebody like this, this is when it starts to crack. It starts to crack and the crevice becomes wider on the other side, right? All right, so a couple of people have already weighed in through the miracle of chat. And one of the things says, Net Load says, feds are on it, and it's horrible. Highlight says, is Sharpton there? And another one says, well, Sharpton has a show on MSNBC. And then we flush it out a little bit more into what we've been talking about. Gated community, and that's the thing. I mean, so, you know, come on. In this case, boy, it's just not looking right, and it's not good for neighborhood watches. So I would say to you, and this is just with what we know, don't you think there should be some kind of a charge here? Doesn't that make sense that this Zimmerman guy should be charged? Let me just tell you a little bit of background about him. He's called 911 46 times since 2001. So to say he has a itchy trigger finger in a couple of different directions could be accurate, let's put it that way. And Zimmerman's saying, look, he shot the kid in self-defense. And so he's free because they're investigating this. And he hasn't been charged because there isn't any grounds to disprove his story of what happened. The problem is he was a kid. He mistook him for somebody else. Who knows? That's what I think happened. He goes after him, even though they say, look, back off, we're sending someone out or whatever. He insists on following him. Then the rest is history, pulling out the gun, you know. And think about this. Imagine if that happened to your kid walking around in the neighborhood. It's a little bit dark. It's a gated community. You've got a son who's pretty big. He's 6 feet tall, whatever. He's got his hood up. And he's walking along, and it's dark, and he might look kind of shady. He's just walking along, kicking the bushes on the side as he walks down. Oh, you wouldn't want to see that happen, right? And what are you, I mean, come on, there's got to be some justice. There's got to be some justice that has to be served up here. You don't want that lynch mob mentality. You really don't want that. I think the Zimmerman guy is wannabe cop is the problem. So he had his concealed weapon, and he decided, I don't care what the dispatchers say. I'm going to confront this guy, and he's not a guy, he's a kid. And then this is what ends up happening. So he decides he's a threat and decides to kill him in self-defense. Now, here's the problem. Dead people don't talk. So I hope justice comes about for these people. And I hope that there's some kind of closure for this family. I believe that, unfortunately, Zimmerman was overzealous, and he needs to be arrested. He needs to be charged with the murder, and I hope they charge him. You might view this differently. 800-259-5791. Even further, it made me think about neighborhood watches. In my neighborhood, there's neighborhood watch. In fact, I see them circle around a lot. You see the side of the car. And it has a sticker saying, you know, it's one of those magnetic things. And they're cruising around a lot down alleys and on the streets. And sometimes they'll roll down the window and say, hello. There's the familiar sign, neighborhood watch. And I've often wondered how much of a deterrent neighborhood watch is in the first place. Is neighborhood watch... Well, it can't be a terrible thing, although in this case it is a terrible thing. But for the most part, you're hoping it's not a terrible thing, that if by chance something seems like it's not right and the neighborhood watch person is circling around and they see it, they happen to catch somebody who goes through a window or does something, how great would that be? Then that's an extra set of eyes on the street. But this shows you what the other side looks like. I can tell you Neighborhood Watch didn't work in my neighborhood where someone across the street had a break-in. They just grabbed some kid stuff, went in a back window. And also, my husband's car got sideswiped. Someone did a little old hit and run, smashed the side of the car, and then took off, and nobody saw anything. And who knows what time that was. And so there was no eyes looking to see a license plate or what could have happened. But who knows? It could have happened in the middle of the night. So 23,000 neighborhood watches in gated communities in all kinds of suburban areas, urban areas. I wonder how effective they are. I believe that it's good to have an extra set of eyes on neighborhoods with some of the things that have happened. But if you get too many of these Zimmermans, then I wouldn't want them in my neighborhood because there's teenagers, mistaken identity, looking at a kid. Kids wear their hoods up. They're shy. They shrug. These big teenage boys, they have a basketball in their hand. They're walking down the street. And I would hate to see that. I would hate to see that happen anywhere near my home. And I think the people near the Zimmerman guy are not happy. It's Sanford, by the way, that we're talking about in Florida. And it's interesting that the self-appointed neighborhood watch captain, because officially there was a neighborhood watch, but it wasn't really recognized. So it's kind of unofficial, actually. And, you know, here he is cruising around looking for, you know, I don't know what. I wish I had been a cop syndrome, or, you know, I'm going to see if I can snuff something out on the street, or, you know, what is it? And I'll tell you what, this community better buckle down, because a lot of people are very upset by what's happened with him. And the Sanford police chief is really diving into this to try to come up with something, you know, something that they can either hook him on or be able to answer back for. But the problem is, you have a dead 17-year-old who was hit in the chest, you have the 911 call, and you have no witnesses other than hearing the things as to what really, really happened. It's a shame. Hang with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Come away with me in the night.
All right, some quick political news. Come We're gonna stick me. In the middle of this show. Hey, everyone, Kate Delaney hanging out with all yous across this great country. All right, we're halfway through the Republican chase for the golden ticket. You know what the golden ticket is. Of course, getting the nomination, the coronation in Tampa, Florida, which will be there in Tampa for all of the excitement. I was hoping for a brokered convention, to be honest. You want some good excitement on talk radio, some juicy stuff, a brokered convention would do that. So we're talking about in Illinois, the Romney-Santorum showdown, which looks to be no contest. Romney certainly is going to close the deal on this one. I can't imagine not. So the primary is reaching its halfway point, and the question comes up over and over and over again. The former governor of Massachusetts has a sizable lead, to be certain, in the delegates. I mean, this is destiny now. He's going to be the nominee whether you like Mitt Romney or you don't like Mitt Romney. So why isn't Romney really closing the deal with a lot of Republicans? And we know the answer, partially, I think, to this is if you're super right of right, well, that's not Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is definitely the milder version. He's the moderate, which is why he was the governor of a state like Massachusetts, and he was able to get elected in Massachusetts. If he was right of right, there is no way, anybody that fits that description, like Rick Santorum, he could never be the governor of Massachusetts. So for a super hardcore conservative, Romney just does not fit that bill. Somebody who doesn't have any wiggle room, no gray, all black and white, they don't want to really close this deal. But if you don't like Obama. What are your alternatives? The answer is, you got to get in line. You got to fall in line, brothers and sisters, because if you don't like how things are going in this country now, and you wanted Ron Paul, or you loved Newt Gingrich, or you're crazy for Rick Santorum, doesn't matter. They don't get the nomination. They don't get the golden ticket. They don't get to cash in. It's just the way we do it. And I get all these angry emails. I thought you liked Ron Paul. Why aren't you backing Ron Paul? I think he's the most honest cat in the race because he says whatever he thinks and he doesn't care where his comments fall, which is why he's not electable, because the establishment isn't interested in Ron Paul. They were never concerned about Ron Paul at all. He would come up here and there, and certainly, I think he's going to be on Jay Leno on Tuesday. That'd be interesting to see him on Leno. And he's just a great soundbite, and he has great ideas, but strictly getting the nomination, he is a no-go all the way. A no-go all the way, because they, being the establishment, will not back him, do not want to see him get that nomination, and he's not getting the delegates, so it doesn't matter, because you have to get the delegates. Now, saying that, Ron Paul will have a say in the convention. He's got a little bit of a stake going on here, because he's rallied so many younger people and others to his way of thinking, or people that like his way of thinking. Therefore, if I'm Romney, I want to try to embrace Ron Paul. I want to get him, I don't know, maybe in a position where he could be useful to Romney, right? But he's got a voice. He definitely has a voice. Without a doubt. Speaking of having a voice, I got to mix this in with what's happening. You know, when the poll shows, as I said, Romney's lead is crazy in Illinois, so that's not a problem. What's interesting is, what do you think the political wife's role should be when their husband is running for president? Because you've got Ann Romney, who now is grabbing the microphone and talking to women and saying, and talking to others and saying, listen, you've got to get behind my husband. Otherwise, this frustration, all this nonsense is just going to continue. So she's an attractive lady. She has a voice. She pushes the mother-grandmother thing, which she definitely is in the strong marriage. And she's out there now getting a lot of attention. She's not the only one. Karen Santorum has come to the defense of her husband because he's being criticized in this debate over the contraception issue. So she really pushed this out on Monday that he is not anti-woman, because she's, you know, they're getting slapped with that tag that, what's wrong with him? Stay out of our uteruses. Forget it. I don't care if you're good on other sides. We don't want you. And Santorum, who was on Piers Morgan's show on CNN, an interview show, he's the Larry King with the accent light, he said that women have nothing to fear when it comes to contraceptives. He's not going to do anything on that issue. He was strictly talking about the constitutionality. He was trying to clear that up, and the religious institutions and that one particular part of the Affordable Health Care Act. See, once you say it, and once it's out there, oh, it is like wildfire. That's how it spreads. Whether you're misunderstood, not misunderstood, misquoted, doesn't matter. All right, the big story besides politics is the politics of sports, which constantly we see that there are similarities between the two. No more Tim Tebow for Denver. I cannot imagine that Denver is going to keep Tim Tebow on the roster. And why? Because they're going to sign Peyton Manning to a whole bunch of money, which John Elway was never, ever a fan of Tim Tebow. So he couldn't be happier. The people in Denver are not very psyched about this in one sense, because they embrace Tebow, but they like Manning. So it's the phone lines have been blown up in a lot of different directions when it comes to sports talk there. So 5 years, $95 million contract. And Elway was really, and of course he was, because he's in that role anyway, but he was definitely the driver of this, because Manning was very, very close. I have great sources in the NFL. And he was very, very close to signing with Tennessee. And they really wanted him. Of course they did. Even, you know, with the whole stuff with the neck surgeries and all of that. And Elway just seduced him. So Manning going to the Broncos will send Tim Tebow, off in a trade somewhere. Because there's no way they're going to have Tim Tebow. We already know that. And then it's a question of they're going to pin their hopes on Manning and that he's going to be okay. And naturally, in a contract, things would be tied to his performance and his health. But that would have been anywhere. So will the Broncos be serious contenders again now with Peyton Manning as the signal caller? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. And you figured the most important thing about going to Denver.
Are you asking me questions about the Denver thing? What's the most important thing? Who cares? Tim Tebow is gone. Peyton Manning is there. The most important thing is that his health is okay.
Manning gets to go hang out with his buddy Todd Helton.
Oh, who cares about
stupid.
That?
Stupid. You're smart.
No reporter said anything about Tim Tebow.
Oh, who cares? That's not true. That's not true. On KOA, they talked about it. Mike talked about that on KOA. They did talk about it. But you're right. You mentioned it.
In Denver, am I?
You mentioned it, but they've talked about it. They've talked about it in Denver.
Well, anyway, though, I think the reason why, and I wasn't too sure about Tennessee, and the fact is, now, if Manning was a vindictive kind of dude, you know, then he'd say, hey, I go to Tennessee, I get to whip the Colts twice every year, you know, which could possibly end up, you know, sabotaging their ability to move forward or something like that. And him and Jim Irsay are good friends still, you know, and so I don't think Manning's that way. I don't think he's vindictive, you know, and so maybe that was one of the reasons why he didn't stay in, you know, go to Tennessee, because he thought, you know, I don't want to, you know, up against my old owner, you know.
Oh, now listen. Oh. He is very upset about being ditched by the Colts. He did not want to leave the Colts. So your assumption about him maybe wanting to get back at the Colts is dead on. Of course, he has the opportunity to say, hey, listen, look what I'm doing with Denver. Absolutely.
Yeah, but Denver's got, you know, it wasn't, you know, there was. Some of those games that Tebow won, you have to admit, quite a few of them where he got lucky, you know. But, and luck's part of the playing in the NFL. But they've got a lot of problems with that. That defense is average. I mean, you saw what Brady did to them in the playoff game. He just shredded them, you know. And so they got a lot of things to build. I know. I still, even with him, I just don't see him making it to the Super Bowl. I don't see him beating the Patriots. I don't, you know. And so we'll see what happens. It's a long season, you know. And as for Tebow, you know, the issue now is that, you know, from what I understand, Alex Smith, quarterback of the 49ers, is pretty miffed about, you know, here they made it all the way to the championship game last year before they got, you know, with him as quarterback. And he is pretty miffed that the 49ers were thinking about bringing Manning in. And so I guess he went and had an interview with the Dolphins. So I think Tebow either ends up, if the 49ers re-sign Alex Smith, then I think Tebow, I think the Dolphins are probably his next destination. Which, of course, he played college football in Florida, and they just love him down there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think that you're right on that. That's a very good possibility. Don, thanks for the call. You know, Tim Tebow being gone from Denver, though, because of how he excited the fans is a whole different thing. And imagine if Tebow goes somewhere else and he is a big contributor, but Manning not so lucky. Hang with us.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
This hour of America Tonight, at the top, talking to Justin Duckman and mentioning the fact that Afghanistan in the forefront, certainly coming up in D.C. on Tuesday, as the top commander will be testifying and will be asked all kinds of things about Afghanistan. And the thought is stay the course, invest more. And one thing that Justin Duckman said is, well, you know, the left, people on the left want to get out of there. I disagree. I think more people that could label themselves Republicans or right or independent, I think a whole bunch of people are saying, get out of Afghanistan now, as evidenced by so many of you who have called the show to say, listen, I supported Afghanistan, but I'm saying go. We can't let this target keep being painted on the soldiers' backs the way it is. As a result of some of the things that now have happened, it's ridiculous. And to what end? So I don't think that's a left-right thing now. You could have said that initially at the beginning of the war and midway through it, but now, especially the last year and a half, I would say there are plenty of people who may label themselves a Republican or a conservative that say, yeah, I think we got to get out of Afghanistan, absolutely. And not because they're anti-war, but they're anti a war where we are dumping way too much money and lives into it for what, to what end? Especially when you have Hamid Karzai, the president, who is completely coddled up to the Taliban and is basically saying, oh, we're ready to go. Get back on your bases, get out of the villages. So if we're not going to win over the hearts and minds of the people and they're not going to mentor any of the would-be government folks, then what is the sense of doing this? And what are we going to stay there another 5 years? Another, can you imagine like 20 years invested in Afghanistan? Oh, let's go to Jack, who's listening to us in Australia. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kate, and thank you for the wonderful news. As a Denver fan, I am stoked that Peyton Manning is coming to Mile High Stadium and Tebow has been showing the door. I might not be able to pick a single first-round winner when it comes to March Madness, but I love my football, and maybe next year Denver can actually take it all the way to the Super Bowl and not be hoping and praying for Hail Marys.
That's true, because you realize that with Tebow, that's what you get. He did bring a sort of excitement to the team, but a lot of that was, and he says it, is because of other players around him, and he had some luck. And you're right, the Hail Marys were key. I think Peyton Manning being there changes the team, and you know, let's see what the other teams shape up to be. It's everybody's going to the Super Bowl, Jack, as you know, in the off season. So let's see what happens during these mini camps, training camp. But it makes Denver better. I would take Peyton. I'd take a flyer in Peyton Manning, especially because the risk isn't as great as you would think. The contract will be laced with incentives because they have to be concerned about his health. Manning wanted to continue to play, and let's hope he plays to his level.
Well, you can always have Tebow come to your Eagles.
No, thank you. We'll stick with Vic. I don't want any Tebowing in Philly. We don't need it. We don't need that. Oh, are you kidding? And he would bomb in Philly. It would be the worst place for this sweet guy to be. He doesn't need to be there. He needs the Florida team. He needs Jacksonville. Jacksonville would be perfect for him.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll see. Good luck with that. Thanks, Jack. My man, Jack, down under. So if you're a Denver fan, I think you'd have to be excited about that, honestly. Why not? Why not take the chance? Because you're not, what are you really giving up in Tebow? Yes, it was cool, exciting, you're making headlines. He broke through barriers as far as it was more than sports. He became bigger than sports. He became a verb after all. But the thing is, you want to win the Super Bowl. You want your team to go as far in the playoffs as they can go. And I think Manning, if he's healthy anyway, gives them a much better chance. But let's see what the team is like around him before we declare him the ultimate savior. But it was a smart move on their part. Look, that's why Tennessee made that move. That's why San Francisco tried to make that move as well. So we know in our next show we're going to be talking about Illinois. We're going to be talking about, of course, the Republican quest and the why is this and where are we moving and what's happening in the direction of the Republicans as far as the delegate count is concerned. But also, as I mentioned, the deal with the Afghanistan war. The Afghan killing suspect, because more is coming out now about this staff sergeant and what happened in light of the massacre of the 16 people. It turns out that in looking at his background, because people are trying to wrap their minds around how did this happen, people are saying he's a great guy and what could possibly have led him down this path. His name's Robert Bales. And the National Association of Securities Dealers found that Bales, another guy in his company, were in the middle of fraud and when they were trading in investments. And he owes $1.5 million from a 2003 arbitration ruling that found him guilty of securities fraud. The records are there. They were filed in Columbus, Ohio, when he was a stockbroker. And, you know, after 9/11 was when he jumped back into the into serving. And when the complaint was filed, he was enlisted just 2 months after the 9/11 attacks. So he hasn't been charged formally in the Afghan killings, but we know that that's happening, is going to happen. And we also know that the death penalty is absolutely going to be an option. And the idea of the death penalty and squaring off with whether that's fair in the case of this officer is interesting. And many of you have sent emails and have called the show to talk about this. So the commander going up to the Capitol and talking about what happened or what's happening in the foreseeable future with the Afghanistan strategy should be pretty interesting. And we're talking about John Allen, who will answer the questions about, you know, do we eliminate the timetable? Do we have a new timetable? Ultimately, what is the strategy? And the strategy, I believe, is going to be stay the course. Just stay the course. The ambassador, I've said this a zillion times, Ryan Crocker, wants to see a redoubled effort. But how do you redouble that effort when you've got the president of the country saying, get your soldiers back in their cages behind the gates? Get them out of the villages, because he knows what's happening in many of the rural areas in Kabul. He knows what's going on and just how explosive the situation is. How things have now been stepped up propaganda-wise thanks to what happened with Bales and these people who are looking for answers, want restitution, want revenge, and really don't want the United States of America to be in their backyard any longer. And I think if that's what is the prevalent theme, then we need to leave. Do we have to be shot out anymore? Do we have to have more victims to realize when you have a country saying bye-bye? Because I think that's what they're saying. Unless Karzai is being misquoted all over the place, pretty much he's saying, yeah, it's time to get back, pull out, we're ready to roll. And I think he means it. I don't think they're angry words.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.